Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Terry, welcome back from Las Vegas.
Yeah, we went out to Las Vegas to the No More Homeless Pets conference put on by Best Friends. It was pretty cool.
That's the second time you've been.
Yeah, it was really good. There is like 1,150 people there.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really good. That's bigger than last year. And they said that 80% of them were first-timers, so... That's
wow, they're
really
drawing a crowd. Okay, so what's the focus of this conference for people who don't know about it?
Well, there's kind of different tracks. If you think of a conventional conference, there's mm-hmm. tracks around the trainers and trying to do things like play groups and stuff we've discussed before. Mm-hmm. There's pieces around how to work with shy dogs, which mm-hmm. actually was fascinating. John Garcia put that on, and he's their primary trainer out there, mm-hmm. runs the training group and their program. So he focused a lot on that. It was a great session. But then there's other ones there's a fundraising track, so learn how to get grants and how to work.
For your rescue.
Mm-hmm. There's specifics on how to start a no-kill rescue.
Wow.
BSL, Best Friends has the most amazing attorney. And this, and I apologize, I can't remember her name right now, but we will be interviewing her in a few weeks, hopefully. She is BSL, giant. I mean, she knows everything about everything in the law around breed discrimination, and she fights the tough fights and gets things changed.
I can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah, she's a powerful lady. She's amazing, though.
Will be a cool interview.
So there's different tracks like that, depending. I kind of jumped around because I was more of not looking for any one thread. I wanted to see specific
mm-hmm.
people.
Right.
You know, some of them I like better. John Dunn, we interviewed John Dunn. He's the guy that runs the social media piece.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk to him last year. We're going to talk to him again.
Cool.
He's got some neat new things, and then there's some things that some of the Best Friend folks are kind of supporting outside of Best Friends in other countries and some other animal rescue stuff. We'll talk to them on that.
Excellent.
So it was cool. I mean, it was a good time, but those dog people, man, they can party.
Did I hear something about a massive tweet up in a bar into the wee hours?
Yeah, in the wee hours. I don't know when it ended, but mm-hmm. I know I'm too old for that stuff. So it sounded like they had a good time. And
in general terms, this is for people involved in the rescue world and people with an interest in animal rescue?
It seems to be very focused in that arena,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay.
Cats, dogs, there was ferret rescue there. There was some horse people, mm-hmm. you know, and combinations of them. That's certainly the focus, but again, there are different tracks, mm-hmm. and there's the idea is they're trying to get, they're really pushing to the no-kill nation.
Okay,
right? There's a 2015 goal they have to make the United States no-kill.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's not long.
Yeah.
A lot of work to do.
Yeah, 5 years.
Wow.
They got some good plans. There's a lot of smart people there working that. So.
Man, I hope it happens. That would be fabulous.
There's a term that I jokingly use. It's called an audacious goal. So it's something just that big.
And if you have the right people pushing it, it can happen.
It can happen. And they got people, seriously dedicated people, really out there working it. It was a great time. You know, if nothing else, it's an inexpensive conference if you like dogs, period.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not a rescue, maybe you're not a trainer, maybe you just volunteer to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's still a hoot.
And it's a 3-day?
2.5 day.
2.5 day.
Yeah.
And will it be in Vegas again next year?
I suspect, because it's only 4 hours to Kanab, Utah,
okay.
which is where Best Friends is at, so
okay.
they really try to
Mighty
focus on
Mighty easy venue for them. Yeah.
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 Yeah. They're
cool.
All about them in that case.
I don't blame them, man. It's way cheaper to get all that stuff there than to have to ship it across
country. They have a great vendor section, and there's a lot of vendors that show up repeatedly. One of my favorite ones, favorite ones only because they had dog there. Was Animal Farm Foundation, and they're a big West Coast-based pro pit bull bully breed organization, and they work a lot with them. And they had one of Michael Vick's pit bulls there.
Oh, you met one?
Yeah, Hector.
Oh, is he a sweet
about
boy?
Him. Oh, and he got tired.
Poor thing. Too many people petting me.
Yeah, everybody was petting him. At one point, because there's a book about Hector,
mm-hmm.
and about the dogs in general, but they're mostly focused on him. So they were there signing books and stamping the books with Hector's paw print. And,
oh, how cool.
And at that point, Hector had been there most of the day, and he's laying in the lap of the owner, all spread eagle, and just half asleep drooling. He's exhausted. This poor dog was whipped. I tried to bring him in the next day. He said, I just took him back to the room. He said he couldn't.
They can only do so much. And then they're exhausted, and it's like, leave me alone. Let me sleep in a corner.
Well, everybody wanted to see him. Well, everybody wanted to touch him. Hands on, this dog. Right. And he was great. I mean, he's a therapy dog.
Sweet
doing
boy.
His business. Yeah, he's beautiful.
Still recuperating from that trip, probably.
I suspect. It's going to take him a while. So that was one of my favorites. But they're always really good. They have tons of good BSL, breed discrimination type items to use, stuff to use. They support Best Friends a lot in that program.
That's great.
So I was like that. Who else was there? There were some neat products there. Toki, we talked about them before. We're going to interview them. So Toki makes these really cool
trading cards
of dogs. Right. And you can have your dog put on them and mix and match. And it looks like there's some sort of game thing that they're working on there. I couldn't get to there. So it was crowded at the booth. Mm-hmm. So I arranged the interview, and that's where I ended it, because I couldn't get to the merchandise. That many people floating in there.
Mr. Murphy has a card. Do your dogs have a card yet?
No, I need to get a card. Yeah. I think it's a neat thing, and it looks like got stats on the back, whatever you want to put
on really
the back.
Oh, they're really
cool
cards. I have a bunch that I got at Blog Paws. They had Murphy's printed, his card printed, so I have Murphy cards.
Sweet.
Yeah, very cool. That'll be a fun interview.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there was a neat game there. I told you about that game. It reminds me of the game of life, if you remember that from growing up. But it's about animal rescue.
Ooh.
And it's
so it's a board game.
It's a board game, and it looks pretty neat. And they've got a neat program to help raise money for rescues and affiliate programs and stuff. So we're gonna talk to them.
Excellent.
Fun times. There's so many people there.
That's the thing. When you go to these events, they grow and grow and grow, and Blog Paws is nowhere near as big as this, but I couldn't talk to everybody I wanted to talk to, not even close. So next year, I'm going to try to go with you. Yeah. I swear.
You would love it. It is a hoot. And it's in the Rio Casino, and they do a really nice job there. It's a little off the strip. It's one block over, but it's nice and clean. It's a great place.
Awesome, man. Well, go Best Friends. I'm really glad you were able to go again this year, Terry.
Yeah, looking forward to next year. See what they're going to do next.
Yeah,
they're going to pull out of their
all
hat.
All exciting stuff. Okay, so now what else we got going on? I know that you have some good news about a big project that you've been working on for a long time.
Yeah.
It's going to happen now.
We made good progress. We hit a bump. Now we're pulling back and going around the bump. But the Many Pass, which is an animal rescue rehabilitation center that I've talked about before, we've got some different property options now. So we should have in the next 3 months, have the land purchased for that.
Yippee!
So pretty exciting. And then hopefully in 9 or 10 months from then, we'll be moving to the facility. If everything goes all right.
Well, guys, this is so exciting because this is Terry's dream.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to just be kind of watching it grow and helping in any way I can. I think it's such a fabulous...
Oh, you're involved.
I know. I know.
You ain't getting out of this one.
Oh, I know. So if you can't find me on a given day, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Terry, I'm so happy for you. This is a dream come true for you, and it will be incredible. I know it will be.
Yeah. I'm fired up. We hit a little bump, but we're going to make it around it. We'll find the right answer to get around the bump. So.
Absolutely. And at some point in time, you will have a website up where people can make donations.
Yes. Actually, the website will go up in December.
Oh, excellent. So, didn't know that. Yay.
Well, it's not done. Mm-hmm. There's a splash page, but the real website will be up in December.
Excellent.
Probably late December, given my current work schedule. But
okay, so it'll be a holiday website.
Yes. look for it around Christmas time.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be ready. But yes.
And we'll talk about it on Bark Radio when it goes up, so we can ask you all to go there. And no donation will be too small. This is going to be a place that is going to change the lives of many animals for the better.
I think that that's the plan.
Yeah, I'm hoping. It's a good plan. I can't wait. Woohoo!
I've got a goal. Let's see if we can make it to the successful point.
You will.
So, yeah, I'm getting more optimistic.
So, everybody, you know, four paws way up for Terry. Keep him in your thoughts, man, and prepare to write checks in the near future.
That's right. What else? We got anything else today?
Oh, I have no flipping idea. We probably did, but I think we probably both forgot.
Sidetracked. It's hard getting old.
Oh, it is, man. But it's a beautiful day here in Richmond, so that's
good.
I guess
we're done, then.
Have a great one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.